Brilliant Audio presents the unabridged recording of Scandalous by Karen Robards, performed by Justine Eyre. Prologue, February 1810. The Earl of Wickham, handsome, rich, and only 31, smiled in anticipation as he scanned the lush green landscape for his quarry. A telltale movement in the brush, a gesture from a servant, and the Earl jerked his gun to his shoulder. A shot exploded, the sound reverberating with shattering suddenness through the shimmering waves of heat that were, at the moment, baking the island paradise that was Ceylon. It did not come from the Earl's gun. The watcher gawked in disbelief as the Earl was flung forward as though kicked in the seat of his breeches by a giant boot. Blood gushed geyser-like from his back as he slammed face first into the ground. Almost instantly the back of his fine linen shirt was awash in crimson. His servants, held in place until then by the same shock that froze the watcher on a hill some quarter mile away, reacted at last and rushed in a frantic screaming mass to his side. It was too late. The watcher knew it even as he cried out in horror himself. His horse shifted beneath him, frightened by his noise. The spyglass that he held to his eye wavered and dipped, losing focus on what he watched, and found instead a thicket of trees just beyond the panicked, chaotic scene, and glimpsed through leafy branches a rough-looking thug leaping onto the back of a scruffy horse, a rifle clutched in one hand as he spurred his mount away. The watcher realized, with the same sense of impossibility with which he had witnessed the Earl's violent death, that the fleeing thug was the most probable source of the gunshot. Marcus had just been murdered before his eyes. Shock held grief at bay. What fueled him was rage.